We want to thank these young people for doing such a great job. Let's give them another hand. It's always exciting to see youth in the church.
每次在教会你看到青少年都是让人非常的兴奋。
And a few years ago, I could have joined them. Now I'm a little bit too old.
几年前我还可以加入他们，现在我有一点点老了。
But it was as a teenager that I made my most important decision in life.
但就是在我十多岁的时候，我做了一个我生命中最重要的决定。
I was a teenager, 14 years old in Shanghai.
当时我是在上海14岁的时候。
When I had a personal encounter with Jesus Christ.
当时我就遇见了耶稣。
My life at that point had no purpose whatsoever.
在那之前我的生命中是没有任何目标的。
And I said, if life doesn't have a purpose, then life isn't worth living.
我想说如果我的生命中没有意义那就不值得活。
And then God gave me a verse from the Bible.
那神就在圣经中给了我一句经文。
What shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world or lose his own soul?
这是马可福音。八章三十六节，人就是赚得全世界，赔上自己的生命，有什么益处呢
？And God said to me very clearly, no matter what you choose, if you don't have me, you have nothing.
神就很清楚地对我说，不管你选择什么，如果你没有我，你也是一无所有的。
And I wanted peace in my heart.
我希望我心中有平安。
I wanted hope for the future.
有盼望
and that night I found it.
而那天晚上我就寻到了
and my life has never been the same since.
我的生命从那一刻起就不再一样了
and that's always the beginning of our walk with God.
那都是我们和主同行的开始
it's not going to church that makes us Christians.
不是说来到教会我们就是基督徒了
it's meeting Jesus Christ in a personal wayThat makes us believers.
而是我们私人与耶稣基督相遇，使我们成为真正信从他的人。
Turn in your Bibles to Luke chapter 9.
请把圣经打开到路加福音第九章。
Let me just say a word here, and I speak from my heart.
我就想从我的心里说一句话。
It is always good to bring your Bible to church.
总是把你的圣经带来教会，这总是件好事。
I have seen too many occasions where people have forgotten to bring Bibles.
太多次我看见有人就忘记带自己的圣经来。
We put the scriptures on the screens.
我们把经文打在屏幕上。
And then some of us bring our iPhones.
我们有时候就带了我们自己的手机。
Or iPads.
或者 iPad.
And then when the preacher doesn't get very interesting, oh, there's so many wonderful things you can see.
如果这个讲员讲的不那么有趣了，哇，你的手机上可以看到很多其他有趣的东西。
And when people bring iPhone, I say, that's good, you can look it up today, but next week bring your Bible.
所以有人如果带手机来，我说，这个星期可以，但是下个星期请你带你的圣经来。
It's always good to have your Bible in your hand.
你当你手上有自己的圣经的时候，总是最好的。
Luke chapter 9, verse 1.
路加福音第九章第一节。
When Jesus had called the 12 together, he gave them power and authority to drive out demons and to cure diseases.
耶稣叫齐了十二个门徒，给他们能力、权柄，制服一切的鬼，医治各样的病。
And he sent them out to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick.
又差遣他们去宣传神国的道，医治病人。
He told them, take nothing for the journey, no staff, no bag, no bread, no money, no extra tunic.
对他们说，行路的时候不要带拐杖和口袋，不要带食物和银子，也不要带两件褂子。
Whatever house you enter, stay there until you leave that town.
无论进哪一家，就住在那里，也从那里起行。
If people do not welcome you, shake the dust off your feet when you leave their town as a testimony against them.
凡不接待你们的，你们离开那城的时候，就要把脚上的尘土跺下去，见证他们的不是。
Verse 6, so they set out and went from village to village, preaching the gospel and healing people everywhere.
第六节，门徒就出去走遍各乡，宣传福音，到处治病。
Let me give you the outline of what I'm going to say.
就把今天我要跟大家的分享，我给一个大纲。
Three words.
三个字。
The first one is, he called.
第一个词是他呼召了。
Second word, he gave.
第二个词，他给予了。
Third word, he sent.
第三个词，他差遣了。
He called, he gave, he sent.
他呼召，他赋予，他差遣。
That's the message today.
这是今天的信息。
Now you can go home.
你现在可以回去了。
It says here in chapter 9, when Jesus had called the 12 together.
这里第九章我们看见说当耶稣叫齐了十二个门徒。
Everything begins when God calls us.
当神开始，当神呼召我们的时候，一切就开始了。
It started like that in the very beginning.
从一开始就是这样。
Remember the very first question ever asked in the Bible?
记得圣经里面所问的第一句话吗
Where are you?
你在哪里
God was calling Adam.
神在呼唤亚当
Adam had sinned by violating God's command.
亚当当时已经因违背神的命令而犯罪了
And the minute he did that, he had a guilty conscience.
而当他违背的那一刻，他就有了个负罪感。
And he was hiding from God.
所以他就在那里躲起来。
But God called him.
但是神呼唤他了。
See, the initiative is always in God's hand.
所以你看都是从神开始的。
God starts everything and he starts his relationship with us by calling us.
神开始一切，他也从他的呼唤来开始他与我们的关系。
And Jesus said the same thing with his disciples.
而耶稣也是对他的门徒说同样的话。
They were fishermen.
他们是渔民。
And Jesus goes, points his finger at them and says, come, follow me.
耶稣就呼唤他们说来跟从我。
I will make you fishers of men.
我要让你们得人如得鱼。
Everything begins when Jesus calls us directly and personally.
所以当耶稣对我们每个个人来呼唤的时候，一切就开始了。
And man was so interested in learning more about Jesus that he said, "When he comes to my town, I'm going to go see him."
所以当时的人就非常想了解，知道耶稣。所以当他来到这个村庄的时候，他就说：“我要去见他。”
His name was Zacchaeus.
啊，这个人是撒都，撒该，嗯，撒该。
Okay, well, whatever.
When it comes to names, you should do Chinese, I do English.
Okay. All right. Zacchaeus was a little guy.
那撒该他是一个很矮的人。
And when there were so many people watching, he said, I'll climb a tree.
当很多人围着看的时候，他说我要爬到树上去。
And when Jesus walked through that crowd,
所以当耶稣从人群中走过的时候，
he didn't look at the crowd.
他没有看着这些人群，
but he looked at that little guy on the tree.
而是看到树上的那个小矮子。
And he said, Zacchaeus, come down quickly.
他说撒该你快快下来吧。
I must stay in your house.
今天我要到你的家里去。
See, everything begins when Jesus calls.
所以当耶稣呼唤的时候，一切就开始了。
Because Jesus also says, you have not chosen me, I have chosen you.
因为他说不是你选了我，而是我选了你。
You know, when I was a young boy, I had a desire in my heart to know God.
你知道在我年轻的时候，我其实心里是有一个认识神的愿望的。
I had learned about the Bible ever since I could understand anything.
当我懂事的时候，我就开始学习圣经了。
We read the Bible and prayed every day in our home.
在我们家里，我们每天读经祷告。
And I had to listen to my father preach many times.
而且我听到我的父亲讲道很多很多次。
And pretty soon I knew so much about the Bible.
所以过了不久，我就好像知道了圣经很多很多东西。
But just because we were in a missionary home and a Christian home, it didn't mean that I understood it.
但不是因为说我在一个宣教士的家里，在一个基督徒的家里，我就懂得所有这一切了。
And there was always an empty spot in my heart.
在我心里还是有一个空缺的。
And I knew God was real, but I didn't know how to get a hold of Him.
我知道上帝是真实的，但是我不知道怎么样来抓住他。
And so one day I decided I'm going to do it.
所以有一天我就决定说我要去做这件事。
I got a little booklet.
我就拿了一本小册子
And I started writing into it.
我就开始在里面写
I put the date.
我记下了当天的日期
And I said, today I have decided to be a Christian.
我说今天我要决定成为一个基督徒
And I thought that would take care of everything.
啊，我当时就想啊，那事情就成了
But I had a younger brother.
啊，但是我有一个弟弟。
And very soon we had a little encounter.
那很快我们就有一些争执。
And I thought I was a Christian.
我在想说我是个基督徒。
Nothing had changed in my life.
好像什么东西都没有变呢。
So I said, it's all right for my dad to preach to the Chinese, but it doesn't work with me.
他说那行，那让我爸爸跟中国人去传福音吧，对我好像。不发生任何作用。
See that it doesn't come from us; it doesn't originate with us.
所以你看，这个跟随他、信他，不是从我们开始。
God is the one that calls.
是神在呼召我们。
And I believe that God calls people everywhere.
而且我相信神到处都在呼召人。
The problem is we don't want to hear him.
问题在于我们有时候不想听。
But when he speaks,
但是当他说话的时候
，we better listen.
我们最好听。
And here we find that his relationship to this disciple started when he called them.
这里我们也看到他跟他门徒之间的关系也是从他呼叫他们开始。
And responding to the call of Jesus Christ is our first priority in life.
而对我们在我们生命中最首要的就是回应他的呼召。
But notice what this says. It says, when Jesus had called the 12 together.
所以这你看到注意说耶稣是叫这个叫齐了十二个门徒让他们来到一起
He calls us never as individuals but he calls us into the fellowship of other believers
他不是把我们单独的来呼唤而是把我们呼召到一个群体当中
And that's the church
这就是教会
How important the church is for all of us
教会对我们都是非常重要
Because if we walk aloneWe very soon can get off the beaten path.
因为我们如果单个人行走的话，很容易我们就走偏了。
We need each other's help.
我们需要彼此的帮助。
I mentioned my brother a little while ago.
我刚刚提到我的弟弟。
You know, he died in a wonderful way.
你知道他死的时候是很精彩的。
He died with his Bible on his lap.
当时他是捧着圣经过世的。
It's a great way to die.
如果要死的话，这是一个很棒的结局。
Because he had peace with God.
因为他和神之间有平安。
But when he was a younger guy,
但是当他更年轻的时候
，I knew that he made a decision to follow Christ.
我知道他做了一个决定来跟从耶稣。
But after a while, he was so disappointed with the church.
但是过了一阵子以后，他就对教会非常的失望。
He felt that the church really was criticizing people here and there, and he said.Oh, they're just a bunch of hypocrites in the church.
他就觉得教会到处在那里批评人，他就觉得那些人真的是好虚伪。
And he says, I can worship God by myself.
他说我可以单独的来敬拜神。
I can read the Bible by myself.
我可以自己读经。
I can pray by myself.
我可以自己祷告。
I don't need the church.
我不需要教会。
That lasted for a very short time.
但是那个只坚持了很短的一段时间。
And very soon he got off the track.
很快他就偏离了道路。
You see, you can't do without the church.
所以你不能离开教会。
And thank God that years later, he finally came back and he found the fellowship of a church that could support him.
感谢主，很多年之后他就回到了教会，找到了一个可以支持他的群体。
So when Jesus calls you, he always calls you to be connected with other believers who can help you and to whom you can also be a help.
所以耶稣都是把我们呼召到一个群体里面，我们这些基督徒可以彼此的帮助。
And when Jesus calls you, he doesn't say,Come to me, and boy, you'll never have to work anymore for the rest of your life because I'll give you everything.
但耶稣他也不是说呼召我说来到我这里，我会把所有东西都给你，你这辈子都不用去愁任何事情。
No, he says, when you go, don't take anything with you.
他说，你去的时候不要带拐杖和带任何东西。
Why not?
为什么
？Because I want you to learn to trust me.
因为我要你学习信靠我。
You know, it's interesting that when missionaries go to the mission field,
非常有趣的是，当宣教士们去到宣教工厂的时候
，they take a lot of things with them.
他们带了很多东西。
When we came back, we had a whole big container of stuff.
当我们回到美国的时候，我们真的是一个一大这个container， yeah， 一大货仓，一大货柜的东西。
It was just loaded with things.
就是里面好多东西啊。
I don't even know what was in them.
我都不知道里面到底有哪些东西。
I think most of my wife's clothes.
很多是我太太的衣服。
No, I'm just joking. Yes.
他只是开个玩笑。
God forgive me.
上帝原谅我。
Because if I don't confess now, she will make me confess later.
因为我现在不认错的话，她后面再会找我算账的。
But we need to learn trust God.
但是我们要学会信靠神。
And so God says, "Hey, the Christian life is not for sissies."
就是说，神说这个基督徒不是给那些 sissies. All right. 就是那些乳弱的人。
Yeah.
All right.
The poor sissies, yeah. So that's the first thing, God calls.
所以第一件事就是神呼召我。
And we need to listen when he calls.
那我们最好要听。
But the rewards of following Jesus are tremendous.
但是跟从耶稣的报答是非常非常巨大的。
What does he do next here?
那么他接着又要做什么呢
？It says he gave.
这里说他给他们。
God not only calls people to themselves, but he gives them something.
神不仅呼召人到他那里，而且他要给他们一些东西。
He gave them power and authority.
他给他们能力、权柄。
He gave them what they needed in order to fulfill his commands.
他给他们这些，以至于他们能够完成他给他们的命令。
And if God sends us on a mission, he always will first provide for us what we don't have.
如果神要差派我们去宣教的话，他一定先要供应我们所需要的。
And specifically, he is providing us with a spiritual power that can overcome all the powers of the enemy.
特别是他要给我们一个属灵上的权利，能够战胜灵界的各种力量。
We are never sufficient in ourselves to accomplish anything for God.
我们自己是没有办法能够有足够的能力完成为神做事的。
And if we try to do it in our own strength, we will end up in failure.
如果我们只依靠自己的话，我们一定会失败的。
But God says, I'm going to give you what you need.
但是神说，我会给你所需要的。
And of course, the Holy Spirit is the one that gives us power. He gives us energy. He gives us wisdom. All we need.
当然，圣灵是那位给我们能力、给我们智慧、给我们力量的。
And if you read in your Bible, you read a lot that the Holy Spirit gives gifts to His church.
你读在圣经里，我们就看到说，圣灵给教会很多的恩赐。
He called, He gave.
他呼召，他也赋予。
And then it says he sent them.
那接着就说他也差遣他们。
God never gives us something just to keep for ourselves. He always gives us something so that we can use it for the building of his kingdom.
神永远不会只给我们东西，所以我们就留给自己。他一定是给我们，所以我们可以去使用它，去扩展他的国度。
I want to talk today about what the real mission of the church is.
所以今天我要特别来讲教会的使命是什么。
The mission of the church is not just to glorify God.
教会的使命不只是就是来荣耀神。
It is not just to worship Him.
不是只是说在这里敬拜他。
It is not just to really study the Word of God and grow by it.
也不是说只是就是在这里去查经。
All these things are important.
这些都很重要。
But what is the real mission of the church?
但是教会真正的使命是什么？
Why did God call people together?
为什么神把我们呼召到一起？
And why did God give us gifts?
那神为什么给我们这些恩赐？
Because he had a mission for us to fulfill.
因为他给了我们一个使命要我们去完成。
And that mission is contained in the last words that Jesus spoke before he left.
而这个使命就是在他离开之前说的最后一句话里面。
This was like his closing remarks to his disciples, and he said, "Don't forget this. This is the most important thing."
这就好像这是他对他门徒所说的最终的话，说这个非常的重要，不要忘记了。
And that is the Great Commission.
而那就是大使命。
That is to take this wonderful truth of the death and resurrection of Christ and his salvation.So that everybody could hear it.
那就是把这个耶稣受死复活的这个好消息，这个福音能够让所有人都听到。
That's exactly what Abraham had.
这个其实就是亚伯拉罕所听到的。
God called Abraham out of a country today known as Iraq.
那神当时呼召亚伯拉罕，他居住在的那个地方就是今天的伊拉克。
And he says, "I want you to go to a place. I'm not going to tell you where it is, but you just follow me, and I'll show you."
他就说我呼召你，我要去你，要你去一个地方，现在还不告诉你在哪里，但是你要去。
Can you imagine Abraham coming home to his wife Sarah and saying to her, "Pack up your things. We're going to go."
你想象一下，当时亚伯拉罕回到家，你说：“哎，把行李都收拾好，我们要准备出发。”
And she says, "Where are we going?"
那他妻子说：“我们去哪里？”
He says, "I don't know."
他说：“我不知道。”
What would your wives think about a husband doing that to you?
如果你的如果各位太太，如果你的先生这样对你，你会怎么办？
He says, "Huh? What are you saying?"
你说什么？你说啥呀？
He says, "Yeah, I don't know where I'm going."
他说：“是我真的不知道我们要去哪里。”
What kind of a husband is that?
这是什么样的丈夫啊？
But he says, "God told me, and I'm going to follow him."
但是他说：“神跟我这样说了，我要跟从他。”
And because he obeyed God, God made a huge promise to him.
就因着他的顺服。神给他了一个很大的应许。
He says, "I will bless you."
他说我要祝福你。
I will make your name great.
我要让你的名为大。
And then he closed by saying, "I will bless you so that you can be a blessing to all the nations of the world."
他说我要祝福你，使得你成为万国的祝福。
An amazing statement.
那是非常奇妙的一句话。
He says, "Abraham, you have obeyed me."
他说亚伯拉罕，你如果顺服我的话。
And I'm going to reward you.
那我就会回报你。
I'm going to make you a great blessing, not only in your own life, but also to the nations of the world.
我要让你成为一个巨大的祝福，不光是在你的生命中，而且是对于万民都是这样。
Now, who would reject a blessing like that from God?
那谁会拒绝这样的一个祝福呢？
And that is the whole center and core of the missionary movement.
这个其实就是在整个宣教运动中的一个中心。
When we obey God in the missionary movement, it's not because of what I can get out of it.
我们回应神的呼召，不是说我们能得到什么。
It is what God will bless us with to bless other people.
而是神要通过我们通过祝福我们来祝福到其他的人。
Now the question has been asked many times, why should we leave this country where we are and go to another place when there are so many people here that need me?
我们就这样就回到这样一个问题，就是为什么我们要到其他地方去宣教，当这边还是有很多需要的时候。
Does God love other people more than the people that surround me?
难道神爱其他国家的人多过我们周围的人吗？
No, of course not.
当然不是这样。
Whether you live in Cupertino or whether you live in Cape Town, South Africa, God loves all people in the same way.
不管你是住在加州的 Cupertino 还是南非的好望角，神爱所有的人都是一样的。
But you know there's a difference.
但是你知道有一个区别。
Here people have had a chance to hear the gospel.
这里的人已经有机会听到福音了。
You can hear it on the radio.
他可以在收音机上听到。
On television.
在电视上。
In literature.
在各种文学里。
There are churches all over the place.
这里也有很多很多的教会。
I live in Turlock, and most of you don't know where Turlock is, but at one time it was known as the city with the highest percentage of churches per capita.
Wow. 我住在一个地方叫 Turlock， 你们中间可能很多人不知道 Turlock 是什么，但是那个地方曾经因什么有名呢？就是那里的教会的密度是最高的。
If you go into hotels, often you see a Gideon Bible.
你去到这个旅店里面，你会看到一些基甸他们分布的圣经。对。
If you happen to go to jail,
如果你碰巧去了监狱
and I hope you don't have to,
我希望你不需要去
you will also be given a Bible.
你也可以会得到一本圣经
You can even start a Bible correspondence study course.
你还可以在可以通过通信来学上圣经课
We have Christian libraries.
我们有基督教的图书馆
We have Christian day schools
我们有基督教的学校
We have so many things available to us
我们有很多很多的东西
Plus you have a church in this country And many of them are actively evangelizing people
而且我们有一个教会不断地在向人们传福音
But there are people in other places who have not had that opportunity
但是我们在世界上其他很多角落就很多人就没有这样的机会
If people are here in this country and have rejected it it has been their choice
如果这里国家的人拒绝了神的呼召这个是他们的选择
But in other places they've never even had a chance
但是其他国家的人他们根本都没有机会做这个选择
So the question is do we need to go to places like that.
所以这个问题就是说我们需不需要去那些地方呢?
Well, I tell you, it's a big question that many of us have struggled with. What should we do? Where should we go?
Yeah, 这是一个很大的问题,我们很多人都有挣扎。我们到底应该做什么?我们应该去哪里?
And I want to divide evangelism or evangelistic outreach into three categories.
我想把传福音或者宣教来分成三个类型。
And the three categories are found in the book of Acts chapter 1 verse 8.
那这三个类型呢是在可以在使徒行传一章八节里面找到。
And here Jesus after just before he ascends back into heaven,He says, I will send you the Spirit of God and he'll give you power.
这里耶稣在他升天之前对他们的门徒说这个我要差派圣灵到你们这里。
And he says, you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in Judea and Samaria, and to the uttermost parts, to every country.
那他就说你们要给我做见证在哪里呢在耶路撒冷在犹太全地和撒玛利亚直到地极。
So the first form of evangelism has to be the evangelism where you are right now.
所以第一个类型的传福音，那就是在你所在之地。
And this is the responsibility of every believer who lives or is connected with a church.
这就是教会你每一个信徒他应当有的责任。
Evangelism always begins at home.
传福音永远是从家里开始。
And if it's not done here at home, it'll never work elsewhere either.
如果在家里不能够传福音，在其他地方也做不到。
Every church needs to be an evangelistic instrument in God's hands where they are.
每一个教会都应该成为神传讲福音的器皿。
That is your Jerusalem.
这里是你的耶路撒冷。
And that's why Jesus says your witness starts in Jerusalem.
所以耶稣说我们做 对他的门徒说，你们做见证从耶路撒冷开始。
And then he says the next step is you're still within your own country, but you're in a different area.
那 下一步他说你还是在你的国家里，但是是在不同的地区了。
Judea and Samaria.
犹太全地和撒玛利亚。
And you need to get out of your own circle of comfort and go to another place.
你要走出你的舒适圈，你要去到另外一个地方。
And that's where people also have needs.
那你也是有需要福音的 地方。
And finally, the third step is you cross boundaries.
那第三步就是你要走出跨过这些国界。
You need to make a difference in culture.
你要走到一个不同的文化当中。
And those cultural barriers can be very strong.
那种文化上的障碍可以说可以会是很巨大。
And often there's a hang up that people have in saying, but I cannot learn a language, I don't know where to go, and I'm afraid of meeting other people that are different than I am.
那所以有些人就会给出各种理由，说我不能学另外一种语言，我不能跟不同文化的人打交道。
I was just starting my last year of college at UCLA.
当我在 UCLA 时候，在我最后一年的时候。
And the summer before, I'd been up in Colorado at a mountain at a conference.
当时我在 Colorado 去参加一个会议。
And after a meeting one night, I went outside and walked around by myself for a while.
有天开会结束以后，我就在外面散步。
It was a beautiful night.
那是一个非常美丽的夜晚。
And the stars seemed so close because we were about 6,000-7,000 altitude.
因为我们当时的海拔非常高，所以那星星也好像更近了。
And it seemed like the stars were so close to you could grab them.
就好像你都能抓住那星星一样。
And I was beginning to think about the hymn we just sang, How Great Thou Art, You Made These Stars.
所以我就开始想我们刚才唱的那首歌，你真伟大。
And then God started to speak to me that moment.
那就在那一刻神开始对我说话。
And as we were speaking with one another, I was praying and trying to listen to his voice in my heart.
那就在祷告中我和神交谈的时候，我就开始注意听他对我心里说话。
God said to me, Are you willing to give me your life to be a missionary?
神就问我说，你愿不愿意把你一生献上来做一个宣教士。
Are you willing to go to another country?
你愿不愿意去到另外一个国家。
And I said, Lord, I've just come to America, why should I leave?
我就说，主啊，我刚刚来到美国，我为什么要去别处呢？
Can't I serve you right here? There are so many people here that don't know you.
我可不可以就在这里服侍你呢？这里还有好多人不认识你。
But God kept on saying, He says, Are you willing to be obedient to me and go to another country?
但是神就反复的就在问我，你愿不愿意献身顺服去另外一个国家？
And finally I said, Yes, Lord.
最后我终于说，是的，主，我愿意。
And I said, Lord, I'm going to make a commitment to you.
所以我就说，我就给你，我就来委身。
And I will follow you in obedience.
我会永远忠心地跟随你。
I returned back to school.
然后我就回到学校。
And one day, I became very saddened in my heart.
那有一天我心里就很难过。
I said, I've been here at this school for quite a while.
就是我在这学校我已经上学一段时间了。
I've met lots of people,
我也遇到很多人。
But I've never led anyone to Christ.
但我还没有带一个人信主。
And I said to myself, If I cannot be used by God right where I am, how can I expect God to use me in another place?
我就对自己说，如果我都不能被神使用在这里，我怎么能够去到另外一个地方被他所使用呢？
And I struggled with that thought.
所以我心里就非常的挣扎。
And one day I became desperate.
有一天我都几乎到了绝望的地步。
I came home from my classes and went to that little room that I had rented.
我上课回到我租的地方。
And I opened my Bible and laid it on the bed and I knelt down in front of it.
所以我就打开我的圣经，在这本圣经之前跪下。
And I said, Lord,There is no use my ever even thinking of being a missionary if you cannot use me here at home.
我就说，主啊，如果我在这里你都不能用我，我根本就不会去想去做宣教士了。
And I was pleading with God.
我就 大大的祈求他。
I said, God, I've got to have some proof that this is what you want me to do.
神啊，我一定要有个印证，这是你要带领我的路。
And I was reading in Genesis 18.
当时我就在读创世纪第十八章。
Well, God makes a promise to Abraham.
那时在那里，神又对亚伯拉罕给他一个应许。
Abraham was 100 years old before he had a son.
亚伯拉罕是在他有儿子之前已经有一百岁了。
And the year before, God came to him and he said, "Your wife Sarah is going to have a son."
啊。在那之前一年，神来到那里对他说：“你对他的妻子撒来说，你会有一个儿子。”
He says, "Next year at the appointed time, I will return, and you will have a son."
就是再过一年，在定期的时候，我会来，你会有个儿子。
You know, when I read this, I was just overjoyed.
当我读到这里的时候，我当时心中是非常的高兴。
God is promising me that I'll have a spiritual son.
神已经应许我说，我会再有，会有一个属灵的孩子。
I'll have the joy of leading somebody to Christ. I know it.
我会带人信主的，我会享受这一刻的。
This is what it says right here.
这就是经文你对我的看见。
Well, it put a new spring into my step.
我当时 走路也特别有劲了。
A few days later, I was sitting at the cafeteria eating my lunch.
几天之后，我在餐馆，在学校餐厅里面吃饭。
It was full house.
当时是坐满了人。
And a young student came by, and he couldn't find a place to sit down, but there was a space next to me that was free.
当时有一个年轻的学生带着他的饭食过来，找不到座位，只好来到我的面前。
And he says, "Is this free?"
他就说，这个位置有人坐吗
？I said, "Yes, I've reserved it for you."
我说我是特别为你留的。
And he sat down.
他坐下。
And within a few minutes, we began to talk about the gospel.
就几分钟之内，我们就开始谈福音了。
I don't know how it got started.
我不晓得是怎么开始的。
But it developed.
就不断的越谈越多。
And after about 45 minutes,
大概45分钟之后，
this young man, this fellow student, bowed his head and he asked Jesus to come into his heart.
这个年轻的学生低头祷告，求耶稣进入他的心里。
He was born again.
他重生了。
What an exciting feeling!
多么令人激动的时刻。
God had finally given me a son.
神终于给了我一个儿子。
And I would sit down with him in my car at a break, and we would talk together.
那我就会在休息的时候和他一起坐在车里面去讨论。
A couple weeks later, I was going back to get into my car.
那么两个星期之后，有一次我回到我的车里。
And I saw two people sitting in my car.
我看见有两个人坐在我车里。
Now this was back in 1952.
那这个是1952年的时候。
And at that time at UCLA, you could leave your car unlocked.
那时候在 UCLA 的校园里，你可以不用锁你的车门。
And as I got close to the car, I recognized this friend that I had led to Christ.
那走近一点，我就认出那个我已经带着信主的那个年轻人。
And he was sitting there with somebody else.
那他坐在那儿和另外一个人。
So when I got to the car, he opened the door. He says, "Oh, I'm so glad you've come."
那我打开车门的时候，他就说，哇，好高兴你来了。
He says, "I figured you'd come back because this is your car."
我猜你会回来的，因为这是你的车。
He says, "Hans, I want you to meet Chuck."
他说 ，Hans， 我让你来，这是 Chuck。
And he says, "Chuck, this is Hans."
Chuck, 这里是 Hans.
And then he said to me, "Now give him the works too."
那他就说，你现在也让他做点事。
And I said to him, "Why have you come?"
那我就问他了，你为什么来？
He says, "Because my friend said he became a Christian, and I want to become a Christian too."
他就说，因为我的朋友说他成为了基督徒，而我也想成为基督徒。
And half an hour later, he became a Christian.
那半小时之后，他也信主了。
You know, all of a sudden, that started things rolling.
所以突然之间，事情就接二连三地发生了。
And the Lord gave me the joy that in my Jerusalem, things were happening.
所以在我的神就让我在我的这个耶路撒冷里面让我享受这样的喜乐。
That's where it always starts.
这就是一切的开始。
But it can't stay there.
但是你不能就停留在这里。
We need to go beyond that. We need to go to Judea and Samaria.
我们一定要走到犹太地，一定要去耶路撒玛利亚。
And you know, you of a church have done that already.
你们有就有这样一个教会。
Your Judea and Samaria is probably more like.The Midwest, yeah, it's called Iowa or Kansas.
对，你的
Missouri.
对，你的撒玛利亚也许就是美中，也许是 Iowa, Missouri, Kansas.
And some of you have gone there.
你们这里已经有些人去过那里。
See, this is exactly what the Book of Acts is saying.
这就是《使徒行传》所说的。
You start where you are, but then that circle gets bigger, then you go out to other places.
你从这里开始，但是这个圆圈越大，越来越大。
That's evangelism too.
这个是传福音的第二步。
Now comes the third step.
那我们现在来到第三步。
And I want you to listen very carefully because my time is gone.
啊，我现在要你非常认真仔细地听，因为我时间不多了。
That is to the rest of the world.
那就是到世界各地。
Just because you've been witnesses here and in Samaria and Judea, it does not relieve you of the responsibility of the rest of the world.
即使你在你这里，你的耶路撒冷，你的犹太地，你的撒玛利亚传福音，但不代表说你对世界其他各地就没有责任了。
You have worked here, and but mainly you have reached out to other Chinese here in this area.
你有这里的事工，特别是对这里华人的事工。
As you've gone on short terms, you have reached out to other Chinese students and other Chinese.
当你去短宣的时候，你就会接触到更多的华人，包括那里的中国学生和学者。
But let me remind you that not all the world is Chinese.
但也许我要提醒大家，不是全世界都是中国人。
And the time has come when the Chinese church needs to cross cultural barriers and start evangelizing others who are not Chinese.
时候已经到了，要让华人教会走出这一步，跨过这个界限，开始向非华人传福音了。
I am firmly convinced that God has raised up the Chinese church at this age for that particular purpose.
我坚信在这个时代，神兴起华人教会就是为了这个目的。
If we as a Chinese church will only limit our evangelism, our missions outreach to touch Chinese.Yes, we're fulfilling a part of the Great Commission.
如果作为华人教会，我们只对华人传福音，是的，我们是能够完成大使命中的一部分。
But God wants to call you to fulfill the whole commission.
但是神呼召我们要完成完整的大福音。
And I'm so glad we have young people here today.
我很高兴今天看到很多年轻人在这里。
And I think the greatest opportunity will come from you.
而我相信最大的机会来自于你们。
There will be one obstacle that you face.
你会遇到一个阻碍。
And I hope you don't misunderstand when I say that.
不会遇到。Okay. 我希望我下面讲的时候你不会误会。
Your parents can be the biggest obstacle.
你的父母也许会成为你们最大的阻碍。
You see them laugh?
你听到他们笑了吗？
See?They love you so much.
他们这样的爱你们。
They want you to get the best education.
希望你得到最好的教育。
So you can get a great job.
所以你可以得到非常棒的工作。
So that when they get old and can't work anymore, you will support them.
所以当他们退休的时候，你们会继续的支持他们。
But God is going to call some of you.
但是神会呼召你们当中的一部分。
And what a great future you would have.
你会将有一个伟大的将来。
Not just for yourself, but you can know that you are following the commandment of Jesus Christ.
不只是为了你自己，而更是知道你在跟随着、顺服着主耶稣的大使命。
Now that's the young people.
那这是年轻人。
But then many of you are middle-aged.
很多这里是中年的。
You know, I have seen some wonderful things happen where people have.Decided, you know, I want to have a part in this, and God has spoken to me.
我已经看到很多情况，就是很好的事情发生，就是说我知道神宽恕我了。
I was speaking to a man at a conference who came to me after the message, and he said, "You know, I am 74 years old."
啊，有一次大会结束时候，有人来到我这里，他说：“你知道我有74岁了。”
And he said, "I see that when Abraham was called, he was 75 years old."
然后他说，当亚伯拉罕被呼召的时候，他是75岁。
He said, "I've got half a year left."
他说，我还有半年的时间。
But I know that God had called me one day, and I did not obey.
那我知道，其实神曾经呼召过我，但是我没有顺从他。
But today I want to respond to him.
但是今天我要回应他。
I don't know how he's going to use an old man like me.
我不知道他会怎么样用我这样一个老人。
But I'm willing to do whatever he asks me.
但是我愿意做任何他要我做的事情。
Oh, I wished I had a couple more hours with you.
我希望我在这里还能有更多的一些时间。
God has been so good.
神真的是很好。
Thank you for inviting me to be with you during this missions conference.
谢谢你邀请我来跟你们做这个宣道年会。
And my prayer is continuing for the Cupertino CCIC that God will raise you up as a dynamic instrument in His hand.
我就是继续的祷告，神会兴起 CCIC Cupertino， 让它成为一个很有活力的它的器皿。
And that especially some of you young people will hear God's call so clearly.That you'll say, I'll commit my life to that.
而我也祷告，有很多这些年轻人会清晰地听见神的呼召，他们愿意为此而献身。
May God bless you.
愿上帝祝福你们。
Thank you.